Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what's up, world? I am Trent Shelton, and you're listening to a special edition of the Straight Up Podcast. Special edition, guys. This one's going to be special. So shout out to all the returning listeners. I appreciate you for coming back. I appreciate you for not being tired of my voice. I appreciate you for being loyal. And so I want to say shout out to you and a big shout out to all the new listeners. The ones that said, you know, I've seen this Trent Shelton guy on a video, and so I'm going to give his podcast a chance. Or maybe somebody recommended Straight Up to you and you're like, let me just see what Straight Up is all about. So if you're here, I appreciate you for being here. And I want to suggest something. You know, I'm not going to get into my story in depth because there's people that's like, Trent, please don't tell your story again. We've heard it a gazillion times, which I agree. I'm actually tired of telling my story, but I feel like it's a big part. Well, I don't feel like. I know it's a big part of who I am today. So if you want to get my story more in depth on how I got to who I am today, go listen to episode one. I literally break it down. How I lost everything and I became the person that the world knows today as Mr. Rehab Thomas Trent Shelton. But I will tell you this, my past identity was an NFL football player. That's who I was. That's what I wanted to be my whole entire life. And with the NFL or with any type of sport, you either retire or you get fired, right? There's one or two ways out the game. You retire or you get fired. And I'll tell you right now, I didn't retire. I got fired. So my NFL career ended a lot quicker than I expected, right? It sucked. And when I look back, like at that time in my life, I was like, man, like this is the worst thing that could happen to me because my life is now over. I'm 26, 27 years old. I got a lot of life to live. And the thing that was my life is over. Like, what am I going to do? How many of you listening to that right now can relate? Or how many of you listening to this right now can relate to that? I know a lot of you can. And so now though, when I think about it, I'm like, that was actually the best thing that happened for my life because it led me to what I do today, which is Rehab Time. Rehab is my organization. It's what I do. It's who I am. I'm a speaker. I'm an author. I'm a transformational coach. So many different titles. And it's all because I lost my quote unquote dream. So whether you're here today to start a new career, or maybe you lost something like I did, or you want to further something, we're going to talk today about how to use social media to launch your new career. What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold out stages, speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is gonna be jam packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always gonna be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's gonna pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton. Straight up. My conversation with you today, it's not going to be super like over the top, you know, information where you feel like, okay, I wanted to start a new career with social media, but Trent just made that stuff seem super hard. So I'm not starting. That's not my mission. It's never my mission. I want to make things simple. I want to make things foundational that you can take it because I know like when I started and I would go like, go get information for people. And I'm like, that is terribly hard. Like, I don't want to do that. Then I like dove down deep. I'm like, oh, they're just trying to be smarter than what they really are. Trying to make stuff seem very more intricate than what it really is. To seem more of an expert, you could have just said it like this. So I'm always trying to simplify things to give you no excuse to be the greatest you. And I know a little bit about social media. You know, now we are at about 13 million people across our social media platforms. The content, the videos that the world knows so much about, has over billions of video views. It's insane. And it's crazy for me to say those words. So I don't want to turn you off by that. I want you to think like, okay, I'm disconnected now. I could never reach that place. I'm just trying to tell you that to show you what's possible, right? Out of what's impossible, because I thought that was impossible at a time in my life. Okay, but I want to tell you that it's possible. Whatever it is, growth is possible, change is possible, impact is possible, whatever that may look like for you. Starting a new business and making it a successful business is very possible. And when it comes to social media, you know, social media gets a bad rap sometimes. You know, people, oh, social media is bad or social media isn't good. No, it's how you're using social media, because social media literally changed my life. Social media is a tool, and that tool is up to you on how you want to use it. You can use it for bad. You can use it as a distraction, or you can use it for good. You can use it to impact lives. And I chose it to use it to impact lives. And so many people hit me up and say, well, that's easy for you to grow your social media, Trent, because you are an NFL athlete. You have the title of an NFL player. Let me debunk that right now. Nobody knew that I played for these teams unless you were a diehard fan. I'm talking about diehard fan. I'm talking about a fan that knows every person on the roster, knows their family members, knows the assistant coaches, knows the whole history of the organization. I'm talking about that diehard fan that comes to every single training camp practice, that's an open practice, that type of fan. That's the only people that knew I played for these teams. I wasn't even on Madden. I was that far down in the roster. So my NFL career didn't build my social media. And there are people out there that, listen, their career built their social media. I'm jealous. I wish I had that luxury. I wish I was a celebrity, and then when I got on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok or whatever, it just blew up because I was already a somebody, quote unquote, to the world. But it didn't happen like that for me. And it's probably gonna happen like that for you. But don't get discouraged, because look at my story, look at my life. As I told you before, social media literally built my career. And I think more than ever, social media is closer to everything for people's career. Like, you see so many people breaking through, especially more than it was in 2009. Social media is a big part. Think about it. We don't even go watch TV for the news. We go to our phones. We go get information from our phones. We're entertained through our phones, through technology. And there's more careers breaking through social media more than ever. Like, that is the platform. That is the new, quote unquote, Hollywood. You don't no longer have a gatekeeper. You don't no longer have to wait for someone to put you on. You can literally make noise and make impact through your phone. And that's what happened with my career. I'm not saying I did it by myself, but I didn't have a big brother that put me on. I didn't have some mentor that put me on. I didn't have some coach that put me on. I didn't even have a blueprint. And so a lot of this was me figuring out along the journey, but I knew what I had to start, and which was mission. And when you have mission, when you have vision, when you have hunger to start something and do something, more than likely you're gonna find a way to be successful. And I would just start off with this question before we dive into it. Like, what's gonna be your mission? What's gonna be like the mission of why you wanna do what you do? Whatever business that you're in, that you're trying to create, you have to have a mission. And that mission has to be something that's deeper than the external things of, oh, I wanna have a lot of followers, I wanna create a lot of revenue. Those things are cool. Those things are a part of the process. Those things will come if the internal mission is deep enough, is strong enough. Because we're not just trying to be successful for a short period of time. We're trying to have decades of success. We're trying to have lasting success. And the only way to have lasting success is having a deep enough mission that you can revisit to bring that hunger back in your heart. You know how many times I revisit my mission? I revisit the place that my mission was created, which was my parents' house in the guest room, because that's where my depression place was. That's where I started rehab time. And the mission I created there, I say, you know what? Before it was even, I thought it was possible. This seems so like outside the realms of possibility. And so many people, they live inside their limitations. And so right now, I want you to think outside your limitations. Don't base your mission based upon your circumstances right now, because you're gonna outgrow your circumstances. So don't base your mission, okay, I just wanna make six figures. Maybe that's a great goal for right now, but you're gonna outgrow that if you keep on climbing, if you keep on producing, if you keep on growing. Maybe say, okay, I wanna reach this amount of people. Forget that, because you're gonna outgrow that. You wanna make your mission something that you go attack, go pursue until your time is up in this world. And so my mission was simply this, and this sounds crazy to even say it, because I feel like it's closer to reality now than it was, you know, definitely it was way back then than it was in forever, is that my mission was, I wanted to be the number one online community for change, for positive change. That was my mission. And when I first created that mission, it seemed crazy, but I knew I had to have some kind of crazy big idea to create the hunger in me for me to go achieve. I didn't want to make the same mistake that I made in my past career. My past career in the NFL, my mistake was my mission wasn't big enough. My mission was just to make it to the NFL. So when I made it to the NFL, what do you think happened? I lost the hunger for it. So I said, I'm not going to make that mistake no more. Whether it's to be the greatest that ever did it, whether it's to be the most legendary person that ever touched a microphone, that ever created content, whatever it is for you, whatever to create the most legendary product, I don't care what you got to create, but you got to make sure that your mission is big enough. You got to make sure that your mission is strong enough. Which leads me to five things that I really want you to focus on. And I hope you're taking this down. I hope I'm not talking too fast. I will slow down for you, I promise you. So let me slow down for a second because I'm getting passionate over here. I'm over here sweating. I need to wipe my face. I need to drink a glass of water. I'm excited about this because I know so many people are going to have breakthroughs because of it. Let's talk about five things that I want to talk about right quick that really helped me like further this mission, that helped me become the person I am today, that helped me, you know, become this figure that people see when they think of motivation online. I'm a name that pops up. When they think of inspiration, I'm a name that pops up. That's crazy for me to say that. I know I keep saying it's crazy, but it is. I just want y'all to get that because I'm sitting in the moment where I'm actually reflecting like, we're actually here. We're actually doing it. And that's the goal, right? To close your reality and your vision, close that gap. But the first thing that I want to tell you when breaking through on social media in your new career, whether it's being a speaker, whether it's being a content creator, whether it's being an author, whether it's selling merchandise, e-commerce, whatever it is for you, you got to be innovative. Okay. You have to be an innovator. When you're an innovator, I want you to get this. You separate yourself. The dangerous part about social media is there are a lot of lookalikes. Because we spend our whole time watching other people. We don't even know subconsciously that we're becoming that other person because we're watching what they do so much. We're comparing so much and we're seeing what works for them so much. Now, we don't want to be ignorant because there are universal truths that work. So as I studied the game of being a speaker, as I studied the game of being a content creator, I understood that there were universal truths. Okay, cool. These things work, right? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I need to apply these things to my arsenal. These things work. But I knew I had to develop something else besides those things. Because if you're just doing the things that work for everybody else, you're just going to be lost in the crowd. So as an innovator, you have to dare to be different. You have to dare to be creative. You have to dare to raise the bar. You have to dare to be the person that people really don't get at first, that people really don't understand. You have to disrupt your industry if you want to be a person that truly stands out. So if I'm looking at the picture, right, of my industry, I'm thinking about this. If I'm you right now, this is what I'm thinking about. Whatever industry that you're in, okay, I understand what works, but also what's missing? So ask yourself that question right now. Whatever industry that you're in, the business that you're creating, the new career that you're starting, I don't care if it's working at a job, right? I don't care if it's a 9-to-5. It doesn't matter. If you really want to be a person that breaks through, if you want to be a person that becomes legendary in your position, you have to ask yourself, what is missing from this position? So when it came to being a speaker, you know what I asked myself? What is missing from being a speaker? And I saw it. I saw clear cut what was missing when I first started. And what was missing was the same thing that was missing with content creators. At that time, and I'm not saying everybody, so I don't want people to get in their feelings as they listen to this. Not everybody. But what I saw that was missing from my point of view was connection, was relatability. I didn't see it. So when I saw speakers on stage, I didn't see relatability. I didn't see speakers that related to me. Not saying that they weren't great speakers, because there are tons of great speakers, I'm sure, related to other people. But I knew that there was a missing component, because if it didn't relate to me, there's other people in the world who think like me that it didn't relate to. And so I didn't see that real component, that straight upness, no pun intended, because I know it's the title of this podcast, but I didn't see that straight up talk when it came to speakers, when it came to content creators. And so I said, that's missing. So I want to bring more of that. And listen, the thing that you bring more of, it has to be who you are. Like, I'm not telling you to construct some facade that's not you, because over time that will phase out. But it's about bringing more of who you are. And I say, okay, cool. I can bring more of that straight up talk. I can bring more of that realness to stage. And what separated me on stage as a speaker, and it's, you know, made me one of the most requested speakers in the world right now. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. It's just real. But it was me knowing how to tap into people's emotions. Okay. Learn how to tap into people's emotions. I'm going to share this with you right quick right now, because this is something that I haven't shared often with people, but this is a breakthrough moment. As a side note for you guys, when it comes to content creation, so even as a speaker, I know three things as a speaker that you need to break through. Number one is that you need to have information for people, right? Number two is you need to have inspiration for people. People want to feel inspired. People don't like information that's boring. Number three, you want to have implementation, right? You want to have a tactical advice to help people implement things as a speaker, right? That's the guidelines, which I said, okay, cool. I can apply that. I can do that. But what can I bring that's different? How can I make the experience different? And that's what I thought about. I want to make the experience different. I want to be rememberable when people leave here. I want to be the person that they take the most notes from. I want to be the person that be like, man, I don't know what Trent, I don't know if he's a speaker, he's a rapper, he's a spoken word. I don't know what it is, but I just know that it was impactful in my life. So there's not many speakers in the world that can sit there and take people on an emotional roller coaster like I do. There's not many speakers in the world that can do a spoken word in the middle of a speech. There's not many speakers in the world that can do a rap version at the beginning to help people get into their emotions. And so I understood that. When it came to content creation, it was the same thing. I said, okay, there's not many people that have just that relatability through a cell phone. When I first started, there were people using, you know, the cameras and they had the great setup, and quality is important to an extent. We'll talk about that with mastery in a second. But I just knew that, man, if I just picked up this cell phone, it just built a different type of connection. Like when I talked to people, you know, through, you know, Skype at the time, it was a different type of connection when you're looking somebody eye to eye and, you know, it's not some disconnect because it's some high budget. And so I was innovative with that. It wasn't too many content creators just picking up their cell phone saying, listen, as real as I can put it, talking into their phone about some real talk stuff. So the questions I want to ask you right now is like, why follow the trend when you have the ability to set your own? Be the trendsetter. Why follow the crowd when you have the ability to make the crowd follow you? Why? Why walk in someone else's shadow when you have the ability to walk into your own light? You know, an innovator doesn't think, I want to give you this innovator mindset right quick. An innovator doesn't think, change who I am to be accepted. We think, be true to who I am and make them accept me. An innovator doesn't think, fit in to be liked. We think, stand out to be loved. An innovator doesn't think, just results. We think purpose. We're purpose driven, not result driven. I want to tell you that right now because so many people get caught up, especially with social media, I have to say this, in results. Because some of you are going to like listen to everything I talk about. You're going to go ham. You're going to go hard in the paint. Like Waka Flocka, you're going to go hard in the paint. You're going to do everything. You're going to be making videos. You're going to be selling your merchandise. You're going to go hard. And there's a myth that says you get out what you put in. And that myth isn't exactly true. You know why? Because you don't get out what you put in immediately, but you do get out what you put in over time. That's the point of learning how to be patient in this journey. Patience is a talent. The one that is patient is the one that will succeed. The one that is patient is the one that will reap the harvest. So when you're doing these things, realize, like, be purpose-driven because the results will come over time. Don't get discouraged. As an innovator, like we understand many was once a few, big was once small, and sold out was once empty. We understand that the stone that was rejected has now become the cornerstone. We understand that the same person that people call weird and different in the square has now became the CEO. We understand the person that was once a failure has now became a success. We understand the person that was labeled a nobody has now became a somebody. And so we understand the process is my point. As an innovator. So what is the thing that's going to separate you? You have to dare to be different. You have to dare to be creative, which brings me to my second point in this whole thing. When you're starting something new, mastery. And I'll break down mastery like this. If you do enough of it, if you put your all into it, you'll become great at it. Failure cannot survive repetition. We know the whole 10,000 hour rules. And I think that is so true. Because when it comes to me being a speaker, people say, oh, Trent, you're so talented as a speaker and you were just born with this talent. There was a part of me that was born with connection as a speaker. I feel like I was given the gift by God of connection, being able to connect with people. But when it came to crafting my talent as a speaker, I put in that work. When it came to crafting my talent as a spoken word artist, I put in that work. And to this day, I spend so much time every single day working on my craft, whether it's me giving a speech to myself in the mirror, whether it's me, you know, challenging my pen game as a writer, as an author, as a spoken word artist. You got to want to fall in love with the process. You got to want to be the best at it. And this is not no cocky statement, but if you're just trying to be average, then average is going to get you average results. Why be average when you were created to be amazing? Why be average when you're created to be legendary? So when it came to my t-shirts, I wanted to be the best at t-shirts. I want to have the best quality. And sometimes I get it. As I talked about earlier, we always can't have the quality at first. But quality isn't always about like how it feels or how it looks. Quality is about the experience that you give people, right? If you want to set yourself apart, think of experience. Think about the things that you really remember in life for a second, because you want to master the art of experience, okay? This is such a breakthrough moment. It's so simple, but it's so important. Think about the things you truly remember. Think about the things that really touched your soul. Think about the things that are really in your memory. The reason why they're in your memory is because of the experience. You remember the experience, whether that experience was bad, you remember it, which is not a good thing, or whether that experience was great, whether that experience was legendary. You remember those things. So you want to master the experience. So if I'm you right now, I'm asking myself this question: how can I master experience of what I'm doing, of what my craft as a speaker? I want to master the experience of being on stage. So when I leave stage, people remember that moment forever. As an e-commerce person, right, with my rehab merch, I want to master the experience. So when people get their shirt, when they put it on, it was a point where, because I used to have to hustle, man, I got it out the mud. And that's a slang word for like from rock bottom. But I remember that, and this is another thing too, where you have to put in the work, you have to put in the work. I literally was selling shirts out of my trunk because I knew in order to grow brand awareness, and this is just extra credit for you guys, I had to grow my brand. And so I could just wait. At that time, it wasn't as easy as it is with social media now, but I could either just wait and just hope, or I can go out there and put in the work. And so I created all these t-shirts. See My Heart, Not My Past was the slogan. Just let me be great. I'm looking at one right now. And I literally gave it to my 24-hour fitness class, the people that I was training there. I wasn't supposed to, but I did it anyway. I literally went across, I gave it to my brother's basketball teams. I gave it to people that I knew, and I gave it away for free. And I said, hey, if you want to donate something, cool. The donations was just enough to cover the shirts. But I knew the investment of, I wasn't trying to grow my pockets at the time. Because a lot of us, we start with that. We're trying to bring in so much revenue. We're focused on revenue. Not saying that you shouldn't focus on it. Because a business can't survive if revenue is not coming in. If income is not coming in, it can't survive. But when you first start, that would be the least of my worries. The first thing I'm starting with is how can I grow this brand awareness? Because I know the more my brand grows, the more rehab time grows, everything else will take care of itself. And so I would literally put these dryer sheets in my shirts. You ever like put a dryer sheet in, you know, you get out the dryer and it just smells good when you put it in, like, man, it smells good. I wanted to create that experience with my shirts, because I did some research, and I don't know if this is true or not, but it was true in my mind that once you get familiar with the smell, it reminds you of something. So if someone used a dryer sheet when they put on a shirt, it reminded them of rehab time, because when they got those shirts, that's what they smelled. And I got so many compliments, man. Trent, your shirt smells so good. Your shirt smells so fresh, and they feel so soft. I literally mastered the art of that. And so what I'm telling you to do is, most people in this world, like, they want it all without giving nothing. And so if you're a person listening to this right now, you're expecting to get all these things without putting in the work, it's not going to happen. Part-time effort is not going to get you full-time results. Before you complain about what you got, first ask yourself what you gave. You know, you're not going to get the championship banner without blood, sweat, and tears. And I know I'm talking to you as this stuff is easy, but this stuff is pretty hard. It's hard to stay consistent. It's hard to stay committed, especially when things aren't adding up. It's hard to start something new. If championships was easy, nobody would celebrate. I hope y'all got that right now. The reason people celebrate and pop champagne, they're not celebrating the ring that they got. They're not celebrating the championship game. They're celebrating all the hard work, the off season, the training camps, the years of not making it there. That's what they're celebrating. So in this life, you get out what you put in eventually. Simple. When you master what you do, the world cannot ignore greatness. It's only so long before greatness will show up, before people have to respect it. Only so long. You can't ignore greatness. People can't ignore it. So the more you become great at it, you will break through over time. So get so good at what you do that even your haters applaud. Get so good at what you do that even your doubters believe. Get so good at what you do that even your hard work looks easy. Mastery means you're willing to go where others won't go. You're willing to do what others can't. You're willing to be that one percenter. You know, some things that I wrote down when I first started, 99% of the people in this world aim to make $1 million. A one percenter aims to change 1 million lives. I focus on changing 1 million lives, not $1 million. 99% of people, right, want fame. The 1% of people aims for respect. I focused on respect. 99% of people aim to use others. It's like, what can people do for me? The 1%er aims to stay loyal and tells themselves, what can I do for others? When you have a servant heart, when you have a servant mindset, success is in your near future. I promise you that. When you give value to other people, You know, it's about solving other people's problems, right? When you're starting off, it's about how can I solve other people's problems? And the people that are most successful are the people who usually solve people's other people's problems the best. It's just facts. You know, 99% of people aim for applause. 1% aims to inspire. There's a major difference. Mastery is just the result of repetition. A champion was nothing but a contender who kept fighting. A teacher was nothing but a student who kept learning. A success was nothing but a failure that kept trying. The master was nothing but a novice who kept perfecting his or her craft. Okay, so fall in love with what you do. And when you fall in love with what you do, it's not work, right? It's not work. It's not a job. It's literally a pleasure. It's literally like a dream. I still pinch myself right now that what I'm doing as a podcaster right now talking to you is considered a job. This is a job. Me talking to you about life is a job. That's crazy, right? Me creating content is my job. Me speaking on stage is my job. Me writing books is my job. That is crazy. But it started with me mastering and continue to master what I do because even your best can get better. Okay, moving along, the third thing, something that I know that has helped me break through more than anything else. And we kind of talked about this briefly when it came to content creation, but being authentic, okay? Being authentic is being real despite the odds. Be real. And I know people use that word loosely, but be real even when it's convenient to be fake. So be real with your audience. Let your audience know, right? If you're struggling, let your audience know. Let your audience know where you're at. That's a part of building community. You know, being authentic builds community. And that's what's really built my community the most with Rehab Time. If you ask me, like, what's the one thing, if I could say, that's really helped me grow the most with Rehab Time is my community, is the rehabbers across the world. That's why I start every video, hey, rehabbers across the world, because rehabbers built it. Rehabbers believed in it. And if I'm you right now, I'm thinking about, you can go listen to the episode, I think it's episode 3, how I got 11 million followers, something like that. But go listen to the episode if you want a more in-depth approach on like building community. But if I'm you right now, I'm thinking about how can I build more community with my brand, with my new career and what I'm doing? How can I build community around this? Because listen, you can go by yourself, but you'll go faster when you have a group of people. The reason I was able to reach people in Sweden and South Africa, you think I knew people there? Absolutely not. I didn't know nobody in South Africa. I didn't know nobody in London and Sweden and Fiji. I didn't know nobody in Sambula at all. But I had a community that knew people there, that shared my content, that shared my quotes. So it was the rehabbers across the world that really built Rehab Time. And the reason they built it because they bought into who I was. And the only reason they trusted who I was because they seen the realness. They seen the transparency in me. They saw me standing up for what I believed in, even if it meant standing alone. Like, even to this day, I would rather one person love the real me than have millions of people love a fake me. You might be thinking, well, what does that have anything to do with starting a new career? It has everything to do with it, which we're going to talk about at the end, which I'm not going to give it away, but it has everything to do with it. Because when people know that you stand on something, when people, like, realize this fact, people buy more into the personality of a person than the products that they create. And when you have the personality and the values and the morals, and which we'll talk about in a second with ethics, like, people buy into that. People respect that. And so I think it's less about my products that I create, and it's more about who I am as a person. You take somebody like The Rock, for example. The Rock can come out with some garbage merchandise. He can come out with some garbage, whatever. People will still buy it. Why? Because they believe in him. They understand what he stands for. They're going to give it a shot. They're going to give it a chance. So that's what I'm saying. The more you can stand up for what you believe in, the more people will believe in you. You know, no success at all is worth selling your soul. And the higher you climb, the faker it will get. So you have to stay authentic. Stay authentic to your mission. Stay authentic to believing in yourself. Stay authentic to staying comfortable in your own skin, even in uncomfortable situations. Feed your dreams, not your ego. The more you feed your ego, the hungrier your ego will get. And as you grow, there's going to be that opportunity for your ego to get fed. I've seen it. I've seen people who start out from the bottom. And as soon as they got the recognition, as soon as they got the fame, as soon as they got the significance, they changed. As soon as they got the money, they changed because really their mission wasn't what they said that it was. That's why I said you got to be very clear on your mission, because if it's an external thing, once you get those things, I promise you, you will lose yourself and you will disconnect from the quote unquote mission that you said that you have. So stay authentic. Let's move on. Number 4 is you got to have some guts. Okay. Outside your comfort zone is where your dreams rest. You got to get very good as a content creator right now. I know this might not be for everybody, but I think it is for everybody because where social media is at. You got to get very good on video. I'm just going to put that right there. We'll do a whole podcast episode about that. But you got to get good in video. Most people are afraid to public speak. And video is the same thing. It's speaking in front of people. I mean, it might be a little bit different because you're in front of your cell phone, but most people are afraid to even put it out because of what the world is going to say or the judgment that they might receive from it or the criticism they might receive from it. You got to step outside your comfort zone. Because outside your comfort zone is where everything that you want rests. I had to step outside my comfort zone of the fear of being a speaker. I had to step outside my comfort zone of the risk of being laughed at for a shirt design. I had to step outside my comfort zone with being ridiculed on video. You know, when I start talking about self-worth, how many people called me soft and people made fun of me and people made parody videos of me on YouTube? Like, go look it up. People, you know, wrote articles about me, all these things that were negative. But you got to have some guts. If you're trying to make anything in this world, like you're trying to create greatness in this world, you're trying to impact some lives, like for real, you got to have some guts. Successful people don't hang out in comfort zones. You can't grow without expanding your limits. Embrace change. Embrace fear instead of resisting it. You know, another part of having guts is having no fear. You will never be accepted if you're afraid to be rejected. You know, victims cry, why me? The victorious shout is up to me. You got to have that ant mentality. Y'all know what I'm talking about with that ant mentality. You know, an ant figures it out. You can like kill the ant pile unless you pour like some boiling water, I think is the recipe for it, whatever it is. You can do anything with an ant. You can kill the ants, but an ant will find its way in your house. Somehow, some way, an ant will find its way to that food. An ant will find its way to that sugar. And you got to have those same type of guts. You got to be willing to be embarrassed. You know, when I first started my business, there was nothing I wouldn't do, right? As long as it was like inside my morals and my values. Like I remember standing on the corner giving speeches and people looking at me like I was crazy. I remember that time. But you know what? I would rather 10 people look at me crazy and have one person that I impact, because I knew the one person that I impact would spread it to other people. And over time, that would grow. So I was willing to look stupid. I was willing to look crazy. I was willing to start small. So many people don't have the guts to start small, especially in this social media world. Oh, I only have, you know, 2 people in my live when I go live. Who cares? Those 2 people that you can impact. Like I said, you have to tap back into the reason why you started, the reason why you created the thing that you created. You will never hear your yes if you're afraid of the word no. It's one thing that all successful people have in common. You know what that is? Dun, 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 failure. Straight up. Perfection is just the student of your past mistakes. And failure was once the name of who they called great. Everybody was called a failure at some point. Don't believe me? Michael Jordan, failure. Trent Shelton, failure, like I put my name with Michael Jordan. Whoever you think is great and legendary, failure at some point. Don't let fear and failure control your life. We all have the ability to lead, but most are too afraid to do what it takes to become a leader. Fear can't survive where faith is present. So you might not can control falling down, but it's always in your power to stand back up. So stand back up, have them guts, man. You gotta have guts if you're trying to be successful or breakthrough in anything, right? I don't care what it is, sports, creating a business, like you gotta have guts, you gotta go for it. You gotta jump, all right, you gotta jump. The last part of this, the word, if you don't know this, I'm actually spelling out the word image. And the reason I spell out the word image because I always have an image of myself being the greatest me. And I know in order to be the greatest me, like these are the things that I always have to tap into. Okay, the last part of this is ethics. You will never go wrong in doing what's right. And it's very important to surround yourself, because as you grow, it's important to surround your team, the people around you, because mindsets are super contagious, with the right ethics, with the right values. You know, when I hire people, I don't hire people based upon talent alone, because I know you can learn talent. I know you can learn skill, should I say, right? I don't hire people based upon skill alone. I know you can learn skill, but I know even the most skillful person that doesn't have the right ethics is going to be a cancer to my company. Straight up. Like, I know it's going to happen. But I know a person that has the right ethics, has the right mission and values, and is really in love with what Rehab Time stands for. I know they're going to be hungry enough to learn the skill if they have to. So when you're building your team and with people around you, make sure you look at principles. Make sure you look at ethics. Make sure you look at values. And you'll always have the opportunity, all right, to do what's right by never forgetting your values. You know, it's something that I preach to my team so much. We always have the opportunity to do what's right if we never forget our values. Values tell you how to live your life. Values tell you how to run your company. You know, when I make hard decisions, and especially when I was starting out, because now it's pretty much set in stone. But when I was starting out, when I was making these decisions that I didn't know was right or not, I didn't know whether to take a speaking engagement that, you know, was paying a lot of money, but I really didn't agree with what they were talking about, or I didn't know if I wanted to. I knew this video would go viral, but it wasn't really something I really wanted to talk about. When I was, you know, hitting that roadblock of trying to make the right decision to go left or to go right, you know what made the decision for me? My values. My values made that decision for me because I knew if I went against my values, I will be going against what I say that I stood for. And it's important for me to stand up for what I stand for. It's important to be a person of integrity. You know, your loyalty, your integrity should never be in question. Your honesty should never be in question. You know, when I'm building my team and I'm adding people to my team, this is something that I talk to my team about a lot. Listen, these things are in your control. We're going to make mistakes. You're going to make technical mistakes. It's going to happen. We can bounce back from that. But honesty, integrity, that's in your control. Can't nobody control that. You know, I preach this so much to my kids, to my team, to myself. The only person where a liar is respected is in court. There is no room for lies in what we do. You know, how well you make your bed determines how well you sleep at night. You only have to watch your back when you're doing something behind someone else's. You know, people will either flock to you or run from you based upon your reputation. And we can't always control necessarily reputation, but we definitely can influence it. You know, be a person of results, not excuses. Weak minds create excuses. Strong minds create results. Pass no blame and accept all responsibility. These are things that I preach. These are things that I'm trying to implement to you as you build your team, as you build your business, as you build what you do. The best way to hold yourself back is blaming others for doing so. You take responsibility. Hence, it all starts with you. That's my literally slogan of rehab. So take honor in being honest. One bad decision can destroy a lifetime full of great choices. You're noticed by what you say, but you're respected by what you do. Make sure your life's video reflects your life's audio. This is what ethics is all about. And the more, and this is might seem like, oh, Trent, what is that? This has everything to do with building your company. This has everything to do with starting what you do. You know, one of the best compliments that I get from other people in the industry that I'm in, it's like, Trent, man, everybody has great things to say about you. Like, everybody loves you. Like, everybody says, like, you do what's right. And I'm like, is that like an accomplishment? Like, it's crazy. Like, everybody should be doing what's right. But it's something that I hear very often. As we wrap this up, because this is a kind of long podcast, but I want to give you guys as much information as I can. And as a side note, I want to tie this in just tactically. You want to definitely think about, you know, when you start your business, when you start, you know, this new career of yours, you want to think about, as we talked about earlier, things that separate you, but you want to think about what's your unique ability? Like, what's your unique ability? And you want to do as best as you can to stay in that unique ability. So my unique ability is content creation. Like, that's my thing. That's the thing that I try to stay in as much as I can. When you start, you might have a lot of hats, right? You might be doing everything. You might be doing the podcast, editing the podcast, uploading the podcast, you know, coming up with the topics of everything that you're doing in your business. And that's a part of it. And I always say you have to do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. But you should always have a goal to stay into your unique ability. And you want to hire people eventually or have people volunteer because maybe might not be in a position to hire people. And I've had so many volunteers throughout the years who just turned into employees or, you know, just volunteered for a short period of time that did internships that really believed in the mission that took away certain things from my plate so I can focus on my unique abilities. And I even think from a team standpoint, you want to stay into unique abilities. There's a world full of things for you to do. There's a world full of opportunity, but every opportunity is a good opportunity if it takes you away from the main focus of your mission. I've made that mistake before at rehab time where I took on opportunities where I thought they were good, but really it was slowing down what people really wanted from us. So I had to get back into the unique ability of the team. So you want to be very clear on that unique ability. What is the thing that separates you? What is the thing that makes you feel alive? What are the things that you're great at? What are the things that you're known for? What are the things that people come to you for? And you want to live in that personally as much as you can by hiring people to take away the daily things that you don't want to do off your plate or getting volunteers. And then as a team, you want to be able to stay into that, right? I mean, you can branch out and do other things, but you want to definitely make sure your main focus is your unique ability as you might spend 5% or 10% of time going into different arenas and different things that really spark your creativity and different things that really give you a challenge because challenge is good as you're progressing, as you're trying to grow and as you're trying to get better. 10 things I want to share as an innovator and building your image real quick. And these are things that you can write down that you need to see every single day. But this is 10 things that I know that are from people that are determined to make their dream come true, that are determined to make that true impact in the world. Number one, be yourself. Don't change so people will like you. Be yourself and make people respect you. That's what separates you. You yourself is what separates you. Your personality is what separates you. Bring more of that out to the world. Bring more out into what you do. Number two, know your why. Okay, the stronger the why, the greater the results. We talked about it today. Know your mission. Number three, live your vision. Be a walking reflection of your vision. When people see you, they should see what you stand for. You know, I say, I can't turn off rehab time. Rehab time is me. Rehab is me. It's my DNA. So when people see me, they know what rehab time represents based upon what they see in me. Your vision will only be as strong as the belief behind it. If you don't believe in it, don't expect anybody else to do any different. Number four, be consistent. Small daily steps will lead you to the destination where your dreams rest. Number five, be selfless. If your vision isn't bigger than you, then your vision isn't big enough. Straight up. You can't reach the world with selfish motives. You know, Kobe, Jordan, LeBron, you know, Kareem, all the greats, Mike can hit all the shots, but they sure can't guard all the players. So it's bigger than you. Number six, be purpose-driven. Results sometimes lie. One more day, right? Tell yourself, one more day. It's like that stone cutter mentality. You ever heard that story where the stone cutter is, and I'm paraphrasing this, by the way, but he hits a rock 99 times, right? And the one person quits hitting the rock because they're like, man, it's not going to happen. Then that one stone cutter hits it one more time. And on 100th time, that rock breaks open and all the diamonds and golds fall out, right? So just know you could be one thing away. You could be one video away. You can be one more day away, one whatever way. And that's what keeps me moving forward. That's what keeps me going. Results can lie to you at times. Results can tell you that you're not doing enough, especially when you first start. When I first started speaking with nobody there, it was telling me that this wasn't meant for my life. Results can sometimes lie. Stay believing in your purpose and stay believing in your mission. Number seven, set standards. This is something that I talked about in a podcast recently. I'm not sure which one it is, but goals are something that you reach, standards, something that you live by. Your goal is to graduate to standards. Okay, your goals get you there, but your standards keep you there. It's a big difference. All right, so standards. What are going to be the standards for your business? What are going to be the standards for the new thing that you're starting? What are the things that you're going to live on? Live on loyalty. Number eight, your reputation is the cornerstone to your success. Be committed to your promises and live by the words you speak. All right, live by the words you speak. Number nine, create opportunity. Sometimes opportunity won't knock at your door, so find where opportunity lives and knock at its door until it gets annoyed and it has to answer. All right, so sometimes the opportunity ain't finding you, but you for sure can find some opportunity. So go out there and seek it. Go out there and find it. Go out there and create a way, find a way, make a way, whatever you got to do. All right, no excuses. And last but not least, number 10, multiply your purpose. If you make one believe, you make many believe. Teamwork makes the dream work. Recruit passion, not talent. We just talked about that a little bit. Recruit passion, not talent. I'm looking for passion, not talent necessarily. Now, if I can get both of those, then great. I didn't found me an MVP, but I know talent and skills can be learned. And if you make one believe, you make many believe. And that one person you need to make believe first is yourself. My goal was to change one life, and that was my own. And now we're changing millions of people across the world because it started with me changing my own life. All right. So I hope you got some out of this today from this bonus episode. I know this was a lot. This is a long episode, but I wanted to give you guys so much value and value in a way that you actually can apply, right? You actually can apply to your mindset because it's those foundational things that really open up the big things in your life. But like I say at the end of every single video, it all starts with you. Make sure you hit me up on social media at Trent Shelton, at Rehab Time. Share your takeaways. Send a video. Tag me on stories. I share them all the time. Write a cool quote thing. I always say the cooler the thing that you do and tag me to, the more likely I'm going to share it. All right, so be legendary with that. But tag at Trent Shelton, tag at Rehab Time. Let me know your biggest takeaways. Make sure you subscribe because we're dropping episodes all the time. Even going to add more interviews. All right, you're going to do so much with this Straight Up podcast. So make sure you just subscribe. Make sure you're downloading these episodes. Make sure you're leaving comments, 5-star rating. I think we have over 4,000 or something like that, 3,000 5-star ratings. So you guys are definitely showing love and I truly appreciate it. But like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. Live it, breathe it, be it. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight Up. Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.